Consider us your radio caddy, the Sports Hub Golf Club on 88.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to the Sports Hub Golf Club. Our friend Stephen Hanjak from Mass Golf is on with us now. Stephen, once again, your title is?
Thanks for having me. So I'm the Assistant Director of Strategic Communications, but really what it means is I just try and help out wherever I can and help preach the good word of what Mass Golf does and how good golf is in general for everyone.
All right, Stephen, so let's just take like 30 seconds off the top because people have been hearing about Mass Golf here on the Sports Hub Golf Club and hopefully in a lot of other places here for a while now. Mass Golf, in a nutshell, exactly is what?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if I had to limit it down to 30 seconds, I'd say, one, we put on some of the key amateur and some professional tournaments here in the state. We handle all of the handicapping for all the golfers in the state of Massachusetts. And then we have a lot of youth programming, a lot of different segments there to help grow the game.
It sounds like you are the Massachusetts section of the USGA, but that's not quite entirely accurate, is it?
It's not technically that. We're an allied golf association that works with the USGA, so a lot of our work is hand-in-hand with what they do. They handle things on a much broader scope, and then it comes down to the states to help help facilitate things for all the golfers. And, you know, each region is a little bit different, so things change from region to region. But yeah, we're all in the same family for sure.
All right. Well, I don't want to bury the lead here, Stephen. And really, the lead this week is some relaxed restrictions or some changing guidelines when it comes to outdoor activity. Again, from just the broadest of explanations, what did the governor say this week that applies to golf?
Yeah, so there's two big things. One, they didn't come out and say it, but they gave us notice that as of Friday, April 30th, all golf facility guidelines would be removed, and they were going to relax the face covering mandate. So basically what that means is when you're out on the golf course or when you're on the driving range or in the practice green, you won't need to wear a face covering, as long as you're staying socially distant. And then for the golf facility guidelines, basically all the different things that you saw implemented last year, whether it be the raised cups or the lack of rakes in the bunkers, those are no longer a state requirement or guideline that everyone has to follow, but each club will have the ability to keep any of those that they feel necessary with safety in mind. So, yes, it's no longer a mandate, but some of the clubs you play at or courses you play at, you might still see some of those things.
Yeah, and totally understandable, although I think it's probably going to go the other way because some clubs, I don't want to say that they have been more lax in their enforcement of things, but, you know, if you're out there playing as a single and you're the only one on a hole, I myself, you know, did it last year and I did not get in trouble for not wearing a face mask out on the golf course. So I got to tell you, you know, it's good and bad. Number one, it's great because driving range places that I go to, like, you know, Mick Golf in Dedham, it's a great range. I love going over there. I do not like wearing the mask when I'm hitting balls. I mean, this is serious training time, Stephen. You understand?
Right.
I can't be encumbered by a face mask when I'm trying to hit a weak 7-iron 140 yards off the toe. I need full concentration and, you know, without being encumbered by a mask in order to really hone that shot. But also,
I hear you.
Yeah, you know, like that.
And you got that big match coming up with Jesse later this year, you know. So we got to get you in shape here.
Oh my God, the best thing ever would be to somehow change my practice routine so that it actually yields some results. But okay, so that's great. All right, no more mask on the driving range. That's fantastic news. I played for the first time last weekend. Here's the bad news: bunker rakes back out on the golf course. Oh man. That was great last year. Into a bunker, didn't have to rake it. It was no problem. I'm not like completely anal about golf course etiquette, but there are certain things like raking bunkers and repairing ball marks and divots that I do fastidiously. And if I'm in a bunker, and trust me, I will be, I'm going to rake that thing. And now I have to again. That sucks.
Well, one, we appreciate that. But, you know, once you get more time on the range without the mask, we'll get you sharp again. We won't be in the bunkers anymore. We'll be all set.
All right. Stephen, there are a couple of, you mentioned, you know, Mass Golf and your involvement with putting on tournaments, local qualifiers. There are a couple of big ones coming up.
Yeah, so I'm really excited myself. With last year, the U.S. Open and U.S. Women's Open, with no local qualifying or qualifying in general, I've still yet to see one of these in person, having joined Mass Golf in 2019. So, starting Monday, we have our first U.S. Open qualifier. It's out on the Cape at Eastward Ho. And then on Wednesday, we have our first U.S. Women's Open qualifier, which will be at Dedham Country and Polo Club. And there's some big names on the women's side, especially, scheduled to play. We heard that Christina Kim, you may remember her. She's a 3-time member of the Solheim Cup.
Of course.
16 times playing in the U.S. Open. So she's going to try and make her way there through Massachusetts. A number of other professionals and top amateurs will be coming through. So a lot of exciting stuff for sure.
Is there spectating allowed at any of the qualifiers, Stephen?
No, not just yet. That's one of the things that we're waiting on as well, as some of these mandates change and update. As far as right now, no, but to be seen for future events.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand that. That is a, if it's possible, there's even like more pressure, especially on a player like Kim, when she's trying to make it back to the Open, and you don't necessarily want to have, I guess pressure is the wrong word, but okay, let's keep the distractions to a minimum for her and the other players as well. But that's great. So you got those coming up. Eastward Ho for the Men's Open qualifier, and Dedham Country and Polo for the women.
And like you mentioned, because there's no spectators, we will have everything. We'll be tracking everything from Mass Golf. So if you're interested in live scoring or other updates or interviews, follow us on social media at Play Mass Golf. We'll have everything there. Without having the spectators, we'll try and help fill the void for you.
All right. Stephen Hanjak is with Mass Golf. So once again, Stephen, I just want to wrap up with something that I came to find out personally. But with Mass Golf, if you join Mass Golf, you'll be able to establish a handicap. If you already have a handicap established at your own club, that automatically makes you a member of Mass Golf, right?
That is correct. Yeah, so a lot of folks, we've been really trying to help spread the word, especially on the private side. A lot of folks at the private clubs weren't aware that they were a member of Mass Golf. But yeah, if you have an official USGA handicap with a member club in Massachusetts, you are a member of Mass Golf. And you'll probably know that as you see a lot of the emails that come through with your handicap updates and all of that.
Yep, and it's a great resource. I love the emails. I love the updates. And like you said, with the scoring that you guys do for the tournaments that you're involved with, it's cool. It's a clean website. It's fun to look at. Even if you don't know the players, you'll see what courses and what clubs they're playing out of, so you know that there is good golf at least taking place near you, even if it's not you. That's something I always like to see. I'm like, oh, that dude's out of George Wright. I've played George Wright 1,000 times. There are good golfers there, even if I'm not one of them. That's awesome.
Exactly, and it's really cool for us to be able to share some of the photos and stories out of the other private clubs that some of these events are held out of. Some really special places here in Massachusetts for sure.
All right, Stephen Hanjak, good news on the guidelines changing for anyone who is not a member. Join Mass Golf, establish that handicap. It'll make your life easier and more fun when it comes to playing in tournaments. And if you have a handicap, you are a member of Mass Golf, so take advantage of all the resources that you guys provide. Stephen, good talking to you. We'll do it again soon.
We'll see you on the course soon.
Absolutely. Coming up next, Chris Wagner of the Boston Bruins, also a golfer. He'll join us in just a few minutes here on the Sports Hub Golf Club.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.